Hello.
Hi.
You're listening to Under the Groomers. It's a Wednesday curveball. We are in the Groomers. I'm joined by...
me, Julia Stanton.
She's got it. Now, the intro is getting really slick.
So slick.
I haven't done the intro the last few weeks out of just forgetting.
Oh, did you not do it?
No, I don't think so. But I think it's, you know...
people miss it.
People are going to be like, where's the...
How are we going to know?
Where's the intro where you go, what? It's
we're under the Groomers.
Yeah. You said that you had an invention, did you?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did have an invention.
Is this one of
Let
yours?
Let me just find it. This is one of mine.
A Stanton original.
Yeah. I've got a cut. Let me just choose which one I want to do.
A choice of inventions.
Yeah. They're both equally quite shit, so don't get excited.
Jules, I'm not sure if you've listened to this podcast.
The first one is like a Tefal spray for dogs because I'm really sick of washing my dog.
Hold on.
You know, like dry wipe.
Teflon.
Yeah, what's Tefal? I'm getting two things confused.
Teflon is what?
Is the non-stick. Spray. Non-stick.
Tefal is teaching English as a foreign language. I thought you were going to send Trev off to do...
You know what? He could do with expanding his horizons.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Doing 6 weeks in Japan, but he's teaching English.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever the dry wipe thing. The
Teflon.
Yeah.
Non-stick.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Just the spray. Spray it on your dog.
Sorry. Trev's... Can you say that again? Just the spray.
Spray it on your dog. Because... Trev's favorite thing in the world is water.
Oh, okay.
But specifically muddy water.
Ooh.
He's less fan of the bath.
Yeah.
He likes a puddle.
Okay.
So
he's not big, is he?
He's very small.
What kind of dog is Trev?
He's a Cavapoo.
Cavapoo.
So, and he's probably about yay big.
He was meant to be on the pod tonight, Trev.
He was, but then my car's fucked, so I can't.
But he will be a future guest. So
I'll bring him next time.
So Trev likes a muddy puddle.
He loves a muddy puddle, but he's got very lovely, luxurious, curly hair.
He's stunning.
He's a real showstopper.
He's a dreamboat.
But obviously he rolls in the mud. If there's fox shit around, he's rolling in that.
The dog rolling in shit is such a poor feature of
it's
the dog.
Really it's embarrassing.
Leela's a big...
They love it.
She loves rolling in shit. She really gets her neck on it as well.
Yeah.
She like smears it on her neck, which is really gross. Like it's some
There's
sort
such
of,
a regal beauty.
Yeah. She really like, if she finds some shit and she's into it, you can see her like arch her neck and really smear it on. Like, remember in the 90s when you used to get perfume in a magazine?
Yeah. And you're rubbing it on.
Yeah. She does that with excrement, basically. So this is a spray.
So I think spray your dog before you go out and it falls right off.
Okay.
It's like dry
wipe. Nothing clings to it. That's a good idea. But then if you're stroking the dog, do you still get the same? Because I imagine stroking Trev is
it's divine.
Yeah.
It's a joy.
But does it still feel the same?
Well, it's going to have to. We're going to have to get the boffins on it because I will not sacrifice that feeling.
Okay.
That is the only problem is that if it's going to make it tacky or it's going to make
what
it...
What even if it was slightly not as nice to touch him?
It's such an arse-ache. Just washing him is such...
At least he's small, though.
He is small. I'm grateful that he's small. And he's like relatively good. He doesn't stand there perfectly. It takes two people, but like...
Two people? Two-man job?
It's a two-man job. If you want to really get in there...
One holding,
telling him he's a good boy.
Sure.
Whispering little compliments into his ear.
That's great. I'll have a bath at yours.
Giving him some cheese.
Okay.
He loves squeezy cheese.
Does he?
So I give him some squeezy cheese. And then the other one's just like going to town lathering.
You have to use that gross dog shampoo.
We've got this lavender one at the moment, and I thought, this would be nice, lavender, because lavender's probably my favourite smell.
Really?
I love lavender. I'm such an old woman. Yeah.
Lavender?
Yeah, I really love it.
Do you know what? The more we do this, the more I'm learning about you. Lavender.
But it's this real like chemical.
Problem is, you're going to really associate that with dog shit. Do you know what? We once bought some scented dog poo bags.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the smell was lavender, in inverted commas. And And I did think, like, this feels like the most pointless invention. And for a show that revels in pointless inventions, the good smelling dog shit bag for me,
yeah,
offers no solution. It does not remove the smell
of
dog shit.
I was going to say, unless it removes the smell of dog shit, pointless.
And it doesn't mask dog shit. So what you actually do now is associate lavender with dog shit.
Yeah. It's like Febreze. Mm. You walk into a room with Febreze in it, you go, something awful has happened here.
Something bad
has
gone down. Smells. Yeah. A student has moved out of here in the last 24 hours.
And I don't think Febreze is a good smell.
It's not a great smell.
It's not a clean smell.
And it always used to claim that it didn't...
It got rid of them.
It got rid of the smell. It didn't just mask it. And the more you think about it, you go, that's just bullshit.
That's
got to
be bullshit.
That's just bullshit.
Yeah. The adverts exactly were good, weren't they? Because it was like the little pooey molecules would dissolve or whatever.
And that's just horse shit,
it's
got to
be.
Febreze, we're on to you.
Yeah.
If you're still
big
in...
Big Febreze.
If you're still in...
Your days are numbered.
Are they still going? People still use Febreze?
I reckon. I feel like I've seen it on the shelves.
Still out there. Febreze, if you're listening, write in.
Watch your backs.
underthegroomers@gmail.com.
So yeah, I want a dog that doesn't need washing.
Most of the inventions are streamlining dogs.
They are.
They're removing...
Oh my God. What? Sorry, go on.
No, go on.
I had a really annoying encounter at the park.
Here we go.
Oh my God. So Trev is also an excellent ball catcher. Not catcher. I'd say that's extravagant. Like
retriever.
He loves chasing the balls. And we threw the ball. He goes to chase it. And this little sausage dog, which normally I love a sausage, don't get me wrong.
Who doesn't?
Got there first.
Sure.
It happens.
Hey.
Trev.
It's a tale as old as time.
Exactly. If you're going to throw a ball, someone's probably going to get it.
Another dog might get
it's
it.
It's a possibility.
It's a public park.
Exactly.
Sausage dogs are around.
They are. And often you don't see them. They just pop up out of nowhere. Anyway, and Trev is a polite boy. He's been raised right. So he doesn't yap at the dog. He just goes, that's a shame. Thought that was my ball.
Game over.
Yeah. And he loves a sausage. If there's
Does
a
he?
Sausage in the park, he wants to play with it.
Really?
He has some kind of affinity with the sausage.
He's into them.
Yeah, big time. But anyway, this dog got the ball and then immediately was being the biggest asshole to Trev.
It was
taunting my dog.
They've got, I don't know if this is true for all sausage, but I think they've got bit of a bad attitude.
They do. They do have a bad attitude. You're right.
I don't think they know they look like that.
No. Or they do, and that's why. It's like little man syndrome.
I think they think they're big tough boys.
You think? Maybe.
From the vibes of the one I've met,
mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure you know you look like that.
Mm.
Anyway, you're running your mouth, son.
Yeah. You know your place.
And I decked him.
Yeah.
So he's yapping at Trev.
He's got this ball, and... do you know what? I've got no problem with the sausage. Absolutely fine. You got the ball first. That's absolutely fine.
Sure.
You know what? You have a minute with the ball.
Enjoy
Take
yourself.
A victory lap. That's fine. Mm. His fucking owner comes over and she goes, middle-aged woman, and she goes, big sigh. We actually try not to give him balls. As if I had handed her little fucking shit of a dog my dog's ball by choice.
Yeah.
And it was out our fault. She's turning around on me, giving me sass.
Outrageous.
We try not to get... Sorry, it's the first time I'm meeting your dog.
Also,
I didn't fucking know this.
Also, why give him a ball, you bastard?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a fucking dog.
Yeah. He clearly wants it.
True.
And then she's there fanning about trying to get the ball out of the dog's mouth. She's terrified of this dog. Dog's running the roost. And she's there going, what's this? Ooh,
so you're watching this.
And I was watching her going, you fucking sass at me.
Yeah,
look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You should
be embarrassed of yourself.
You should have decked her.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I wanted to, but I think she could take
it. Scrapping it out with your two tiny dogs watching.
The dogs just looking at each other
like Trev and the sausage, where you two bark at each other. That is annoying. This podcast has shown there's lots of drawbacks to having a dog that people want rectified. The smell, the poo, the cleaning, all of these things. But for me, number one will always be you've got to talk to
other owners.
You've got to talk to other owners at the park. Sometimes it feels to be like a a way of people just coming up to you and talking to you. Like we were walking around town over the weekend, bank holiday weekend, and like just some nice person will come up and be like, oh, nice dog, what's its name? And I'm like, when you fuck off.
That's its name.
I'm going for a walk.
Yeah.
I'm not here to talk to you.
Yeah. When just because I've got a beautiful dog, it's not an invitation.
When you get out my fucking face. Yes.
What did you say that?
I went, I just was like, oh. I just really make out that I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
But, and I know I'm miserable.
That's male privilege. Because if I do that, it's a slap around the face.
No way. You slap me. Well, you were scrapping with this chick in the park.
I would have scrapped with her, to be fair.
What a bitch. Which part was this? ABC part?
Vicky P.
Yeah. Oh, Vicky P. Yeah. If you have a sausage dog and you go to Victoria Park,
fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. Yeah, we're officially beefing.
Yeah.
If you live near Victoria Park in Bristol, you see a woman with a sausage dog. Number one, they try not to use balls.
We try not to use balls with him. Okay. Well, that's not my problem. And also, probably, and I spoke to my vet friend about this, and she said, well, actually, the reason that dog's so mental for balls is because they've been withheld.
Yeah.
What you should do is you should reintroduce the ball and then
here we go.
Work around it like this, that.
I feel like what you've done is gone away and thought about all the things you should have said to this woman.
Which leads me on to my second invention.
Here we go.
So my second invention is a little bug in your ear.
Yeah.
Like an AirPod.
Yeah.
Or other, you know, our own brand, and it's called Should Have Said That, and it's a real time AI that is like hearing your conversation if you're losing an argument,
yeah.
It goes, say, go fuck yourself, you've got it.
That's
real time.
So good.
Isn't that a good idea?
That's such a good idea.
Yeah,
I can't believe you led with the wipe clean dog.
Yeah,
that is a $1 million idea.
Thank you.
That is so good.
Because think how many situations where you're like, I should have said this.
I've spent my life, great name as well already. I've spent my entire life having a shower, stood there.
Always in the shower.
Replaying the argument and going and coming up with such a good line afterwards.
Or something.
Especially as a, like stand up as well. The amount of times you've been heckled.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said, you've not showered yourself in glory with what you've said back. Normally, fuck off.
Yeah.
You're hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
And the amount of times, or even just like when you're just doing crowd work or something, and you go, oh, you said that afterwards. But a little earpiece in there.
A little earpiece.
That would be so good.
There's something, it is always in the shower, isn't there? There's something about being naked
that
really makes you address your worst moments.
100%. Or maybe you're just a lot quicker with the comebacks when you're naked. So if you're going to have an argument,
strip off, be
in the nude. This looks like we're about to have an argument. Right. Ready for some zingers.
But maybe that would then stop the argument because you'd be too busy laughing at
and
each other.
And they're like, why are you naked?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, why aren't you naked?
Ooh.
Don't need it. Hold on, let me put in my earpiece. Ask me that again.
Why are you naked then?
Ask me that again. It's a fantastic idea.
You.
Should have said that. And it listens to what some whatever someone says to you.
It's just the whole time. Like, you know, in The American Office, when Pam goes to New York to study and her and Jim get the world's smallest walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
And there is. Mm-hmm. And so they're just the whole day, they're just like, they're essentially together, but they're apart.
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, but except instead of John Krasinski in your ear, you've got a little AI.
Maybe you don't even
or go... Or maybe John Krasinski.
Don't even go AI. Get a real sassy bitch.
That's what I want.
I want a real sassy bitch. Who can really come back with the zingers?
Yeah. I want a drag queen. I want a top
that would
tier
be good.
Drag queen.
Yeah. A real
I want RuPaul in my ear
real
the
meme
whole time.
One. Or like Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Imagine if you had Joan Rivers.
But we could actually do that with her. Like, you could stick all of her shit into AI.
Yeah.
Boop,
yeah,
boop,
yeah,
boop,
yeah,
boop,
yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
And then... Oh my God.
Come back with a zinger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be good as well because a lot of times when people find out you do stand up, they ask you for a joke and I've never got one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've got a 6-minute story about nonsense if you want that.
I think what we've invented is a way for bad comedians to be better comedians.
All I'm thinking at the moment is this would be really good. It means I won't have to do any work.
This is also like that time we invented clones and then decided that
they would just do stuff for
they
us.
Would just live our lives and then we would just sleep.
Well, it's interesting about the earpieces because me and Jack on one episode, I think he even said this was a real invention.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they haven't made it yet, but it was about having an earpiece that can listen to someone speaking in foreign.
Oh, like a translation.
And automatically translating it so that you hear it in your own language.
Yeah.
I don't think Jack came up with that.
So you can only listen. You can't then speak back. You can't have a conversation.
Well, if they've got it as well.
Oh, yeah. Both people have it.
Just reply.
You just talk in your own language.
Yeah.
That is really smart.
I don't think Jack came up with that.
I feel like that's, surely that's on the horizon.
I feel like that's, I think he brought it as a, this is like going to be
big.
This is going to be big.
Yeah.
And also like, I like Jack, but he doesn't seem that smart.
No, to come up you don't with, think so?
To come up with the concept of an AI translator.
I believe in him.
I take it back. I think Jack, if you came up with it.
I think.
Come on the pod and tell us. So this is good.
But
so
maybe we team up with those guys and we say, hey, throw in Joan Rivers.
Because then if a foreigner's shouting at you,
you got all bases covered.
You could say it back in their own language.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves those videos where, you know, someone's trash talking about them and then they come back.
But they know that
they come back in their own language.
That is good. I do love those videos.
Those videos are good. Mm-hmm. Those videos are good.
They are really good.
Really good. Some of my favourites. Yeah. A lot of trash out there, but
someone
not knowing that you speak their language and they're mugging you off.
If my algorithm's listening, can I have more of those and less of the shark attacks, please?
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to Australia at Christmas and I am scared of the sharks.
Are you really? But that's not very common, is it?
So the beach that we is near Pete's parents' house, there's like helicopters that fly over constantly looking for sharks so they can go,
they want a boat.
Get out of the
get on the boat.
No. You can see them better from the sky looking down. There's a fin. Yeah. Rather than being on a boat. On a boat, how much can you see? Not that much.
You're right by it. Yeah, there's one.
Yeah. So you can see the ones that are right by you. If you're up in the air, you can see loads.
You can't see through the water, can you?
You can see through water.
Can you?
Yeah. Newsflash, Jez. Water's see through.
Not
you can see shapes.
Not in England, it's
not. Not in England, but in Australia it is.
It's brown.
Yeah. True.
I saw people wild swimming by. There's like a path near me. And you know where Beeses is? Do you know Beeses Tea Room?
No.
You don't?
No.
It's like a Bristol thing. Yeah, it's like you have to get a little boat over.
Oh, I do. Yeah, we took the dog there recently.
So that little path is right close to where I live. And I always see people doing that, especially when it's so sunny, everyone's like horsing around in the river.
Yeah.
But I'm always just like, ew.
Yeah. I like swimming. And we used to go to this place in Wales for like wild swimming. But then I saw all that stuff about the poo in the river
in Bristol. That's just poo, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just all poo.
It's all poo.
It's just pure poop.
Yeah.
Hold on. We're getting way off topic.
Sorry.
Here. No, it's not your fault. So
we're back on poo.
Sharks.
Yeah, sharks.
But I thought you've got like more chance of being hit by lightning by being eaten by a shark or something.
I read a thing. I trust that you read a thing.
And it's like shark, like more people get killed by cows. This might not be true.
Yeah.
More people die each year. Okay. By cows than sharks.
Okay, cool. I'm sure that's true.
Is that true?
I have absolutely no idea if that's
and
true.
And also,
or not.
I'm 90% sure I've made that up.
Yeah, I feel like that could be bollocks.
I feel like it's bollocks.
Because also now sharks, they're hungry, aren't they? So they're coming. Sharks are really hungry.
Are they?
Really hungry because they got no fish to eat.
Because we've eaten
all the fish. So they're coming in.
Another thing we've done.
They're coming closer to the shore, which is where we are.
I also thought they didn't eat people.
They don't eat you. That's the real tragedy. And that's why this man getting eaten has really hit me hard. Because he was saving the shark's life and then he's taken his life and he won't even finish it. Like he'll take a bite. They'll kill you thinking that you're like a yummy seal or I don't know, a walrus or something that they do eat. I don't know if they eat. I don't know what they eat. But
I really don't like the idea of my what was that?
That sounded like a something turning off. But everything
all the
like
lights on the machine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. No, no, it's fine. I really don't like the idea that my last moment as I'm being eaten is thinking to myself, he probably thought I was a walrus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, he's not enjoying this.
No, no, at least finish me. Yeah. Finish your dinner.
I think that's the real tragedy.
No, I don't like the idea of being compared to a walrus again.
not again.
It's just like being back at school. I'm sure you won't get eaten by a shark.
No, hopefully I won't. But
and you feel
I
like
stay very close to the shoreline.
You feel like Australia. Mm-hmm. You feel like they're pretty good.
They are pretty good
at like knowing when there is one.
Yeah, but that does seem to be where they're all happening.
Australia.
Yeah.
I mean, everything there is out to get you.
Yeah.
It's a mad place to go. Yeah. You'd be mad to go.
I know.
You'd be mad to go.
Yeah.
But good idea. Should have said that.
Should have said that.
How good is that?
I think that's good.
That could be the best one.
Whoa.
I've said that every episode.
Yeah.
But
I'll take
it.
It
is so good.
I just think there's so many times I sit in the car and go,
I think being heckled, definitely. Mm. The amount of time someone said something.
I run through whole gigs sometimes in my head.
I wish I'd said that. What?
Especially if you're emceeing, right.
And you think, I wish I'd have said that when you said, you're shit.
Yeah.
And not, I wish I hadn't just cried and walked off.
Yeah.
And gone, well, that's, now it's ruined.
That was me.
Well, I'm not going to do it anymore then. So many arguments.
Yeah.
But then if you both had it.
Well, this is the thing. It's going to have to be
curled up on the floor.
Yeah.
Having had the most crushing put downs.
Yeah. I think it's going to have to be like, you know, those dodgy boxes that people have got.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You got to know a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this is going to have to be, it's going to have to operate on the same way as the dodgy box.
But that'd be so good. The amount of time, or it'd be really good if you had to go to the garage.
Yes.
And they would be like, when was the last time you had the
gizmo
box? The cam belt fitted.
Yeah.
And then if it came back and told you what he was talking about,
yeah,
that would be really good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he came back and was like,
this is bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah. Or we could also do,
he's lying to you.
We could also do like bullshit detector.
Here we go.
Like as an added feature.
That's a good feature.
So if someone's talking, God, imagine, it would just be, you'd have to take it out if you were talking to comedians, because it would just be,
I thought
non-stop.
You were going to say talking to men.
Oh, am I right, ladies? I mean, yes, and comedians. Like poker face, yes.
Are you impressed that I got a cultural reference?
I am.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you told me to watch it.
Did I? Because I told you it was a bit like Jonathan Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like
it? Yeah, it's good.
It's good,
yeah,
isn't it?
I watched all of it.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really, really
good.
Oh,
I'm good. I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah, well, you said that it was a bit creaky.
Yeah.
So
like in an American way.
I walked past Alan Davies in Edinburgh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I walked past him on the street.
Did you say anything?
No, pussied out.
He's one of those people where I couldn't meet him. And it's like, it could happen. Like, he's a comedian. Plenty of people that we know have been on gigs with him.
Yeah. Yeah,
it could feasibly happen at some point in my career, but I just don't think I could do it.
Because of Creek, yeah, I'm the same.
I couldn't.
He had a very good sort of way of walking that meant that I couldn't stop and talk to him.
I mean,
I guess he's in
Edinburgh.
Determined walk. Looked like but I was like, Creek.
Oh,
I think
my
I might
God.
Have even said the word Creek out loud. Creek.
Oh my God. Yeah. I bet he gets that all the time.
I don't know.
I bet he does.
It's so good.
It's so good. He's also on the back of my phone, so I couldn't have my phone out if I.
You'd have to show him.
I don't think that's cool.
That's cool.
Would you think that if you were if you were him and you were at work and someone came up to you and said, your picture's on the back of my phone?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
100%.
I don't think I'd have the balls to do it.
Take your shot.
Yeah.
I might be interested.
You reckon? I couldn't.
You could be the new Caroline Quentin.
Oh my God, that is my dream.
Actually, you're more of a Sheridan Smith.
You know what? I'd take either. But yeah. Obviously Caroline Quentin. Caroline Quentin is my queen. If I could go back in time and do anything, it would be
Caroline Quentin.
It would be Caroline Quentin. Yeah. But then also be her.
Really?
Like in Jonathan Creek.
In Creek.
I think she's fantastic. She is
great.
So funny.
Yeah,
in Jonathan
she's
Creek.
Great. Yeah, she's great.
It's a brilliant part that she plays. Much.
Oh, I guess she was in Remember Him and Bradley.
Remember Him and Bradley. She was in a few police procedurals.
Okay.
She did the whole detective thing.
Did she?
Yes. She's done plenty of stage performances.
Mm.
Less impressed.
Yes, that's hard work though, isn't it?
Yeah, that is hard work. But you know what? Do Creek and then retire. I would have done one more series.
Of Creek?
Yeah, I think
she
left too. I don't know what happened.
Something happened. I reckon she
bit of beef.
I bet it was she's not getting nearly as much money as Creaky.
You reckon?
Of course it was.
That would have been mental because she's equal parts.
But
it goes downhill after she goes.
I agree 100%, but also remember it was the 90s, so like,
yeah, true,
they were always getting done dirty.
But she was also the star, like when it started she had done Men Behaving Badly, like she was a much bigger star than he was.
Yeah,
it was more of a punt on him,
but I bet he was getting more.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably
am I right ladies?
You're right. Yeah, you probably are right.
I'm listening.
Oh, there he is.
Not really.
No.
Well, great invention.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
Who would you go up against?
Because
also, imagine how fearless you would be. You'd be like, fuck it.
For me, I'm thinking more like situations where I'm worried what someone's going to ask me. It'd be good, for example, so, you know, like talking to the barber. You know what I mean? I think that'd be quite good. Like,
yeah.
To give you like...
Give you chat.
Chat about, you know, if you haven't got...
Inane chat.
Not in name, but more just like if you're on a topic you don't really know about. Like if someone starts talking to you about like boxing.
Yes.
Which sometimes you get as a fella.
Okay.
Because a lot of the time there's, you know, we've got our universal topics. And I do think it's quite easy a lot of the time to find the common ground.
Yeah.
But if you can't, and sometimes someone's talking about something. Well, I guess it's the same for men and women. But mm-hmm. I think sometimes you'll get on a topic like boxing.
Mm. It's less often boxing for women, I'll be honest.
Sure. But you might get that in a barbershop situation.
Sure. I believe it.
Or maybe not even a barber, maybe a party,
mm-hmm.
and someone's talking to you about like Formula One or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm out of my depth here.
Mm-hmm.
Pop the old earpiece in.
Yeah.
Maybe just give me a couple of key facts to say mm-hmm. back. Just something a little.
Yeah. Just so I can establish myself.
You could use it in the dating game.
Big time.
For compliments.
Ooh.
Imagine that.
Or just even like, if you say something you shouldn't have said, here's something to correct it.
To correct it. Yeah, that's nice. But if they, you know, if you're drying up on conversation on the first date.
Yeah.
And you can be like thinking, what am I going to say to really
seal
the deal?
Mm-hmm.
And then you
and
can
they
be
go,
like, nice ass. Tell her she's got a nice ass.
Yeah. I hope that your AI is in that voice as
well.
Yeah,
I would want it in that voice. Tell her she's got a nice ass.
like Paulie Walnuts.
Have you watched any good telly?
I've been trying to get Pete into Vanderpump Rules.
It's Vanderpump Rules.
Have you not heard of have you heard of Scandaval?
I've not heard of Plam 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 either. Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my
and
God.
Sklandavan.
Scandaval. Okay, right. Oh my God, where to start? So, Lisa Vanderpump is...
That a real person?
Yeah, a restaurateur.
Is that a character?
No, she's a real person. That's
Lisa
her real name.
Vanderpump.
Vanderpump.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Where's she from?
London. Well, England. She was one of the original cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
She's quite a character.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, Lisa Vanderpump.
That's very funny.
So her and her husband, Ken, they...
Ken. Lisa Vanderpump can't marry Ken.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm Lisa Vanderpump. And that's Ken.
That's Ken, yeah. And they had a load of bars and nightclubs. I actually used to work in one of their bars.
Uh-oh.
Fun fact, when I lived in London.
6 degrees of separation. Yeah. You and me and
LVP.
LVP.
So she...
VDP.
Yeah, but it's Van Der Pump, is it? Van Der Pump. I don't know.
I've only just found out this person
anyway,
exists.
Anyway, so she... They have lots of success here. They move to LA.
Okay.
They have lots of success there. She lives in a fucking massive house that has like a moat around it. It's incredible.
With Ken?
With Ken and their dog Jiggy. They have like a ton of dogs. She also has like a dog... What's the word?
Tickler?
No. Like for dog, people don't want dogs. So they go to a...
Shelter?
Shelter. She has a dog shelter. Anyway, irrelevant. She essentially falls out with all the ladies of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. But she's such a good character. They give her her own show.
A spin-off.
Called Vanderpump Rules. Okay. About one of her restaurants and the waiters and waitresses at this restaurant. The okay. restaurant is called Sur. Sur, S-U-R. Do you want to guess what it stands for?
No.
It stands for... go on.
You feel like you were going to say sex. Sex under rugs.
Yeah, that's it. And then there are no tables, just rugs and no food. It's cool. It stands for Sexy Unique Restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's basically...
It's like the restaurant when you're like... 13,
yeah,
and you decide you're going to open a restaurant. Yeah. That's what
What's
you
it
call
called?
It.
It's called yeah. Sir. It stands for Sexy Eating
yeah.
Restaurant.
Yeah, and it, as a 13, that's a fucking brilliant idea.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the design fits the bill as well. Everything, all the surfaces are mirrored. There's a lot
Is
of crushed velvet. It's very sexy and unique.
Go Vanderpump.
And yeah, and all of the staff are like wannabe singers, sure. actors, models. Yeah. And they're all fucking nuts and they're all coked off their heads the
Here
whole
we go.
Time.
Now we're talking.
So they all like, they're all shagging and they're all fighting.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Is
television.
It? Good TV.
Oh my God.
Is Vanderbump there on site?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. She's in every She's episode. There. She's.
What does she do? What's her role within the restaurant?
Do you know what? So she is the owner of the restaurant. So essentially she swans in,
but she
makes them make her
She's
a drink.
She's not putting a shift in.
She's not putting it. No. I mean,
She walks around and shouts at them.
Yeah, she's hiring and firing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's drinking
there?
A lot of wine.
Is she there during service?
Occasionally, she comes in and she'll like grace the patrons with her presence and she'll mm-hmm. say, oh, how's the chicken? You
okay.
know, that kind of
Does
thing.
Does she ever chew them out, like the staff out, like during the service?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a hands-on boss, I would say.
Okay, very hands-on.
But she also is a fantastic meddler, which is why she didn't get on with the ladies of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Because she would sell stories to the papers.
Would she?
And then
Vanderpump.
Deny it. She is Machiavellian to the...
How old is she?
Oh, great question. I would say... And I'm sorry, Lisa.
If you're listening.
I would say roughly... When Vanderpump starts, which is about 10 years ago now.
The tension is unbearable.
I would say she's mid-50s,
yeah.
maybe late-50s.
Okay.
Now she's 10 years older.
Oh, okay.
She's
so she's
hot.
Pushing
she's
70.
Hot stuff.
Is she?
She is a hot little bod, for
really?
Sure.
Really? Lisa got, Vanderpump?
Yeah.
She's a sexy name.
It's really sexy. She lives up to it, honestly.
Yeah.
So...
Do you think it's her real name?
I think so. She's quite posh.
Weird. Lisa Vanderpump.
Like,
Where's
yeah.
Ken in all this? Does he come to the restaurant?
Yeah.
Does he?
Ken, I love Ken.
How old's Ken? Is he younger?
Ken's older.
Older?
Ken's older, yeah. Ken has already was previous. They got married when she was like 21.
Ken the money?
Yeah. So Ken was already running nightclubs when they met.
Ken's the money man.
And then she has, but she's no dum-dum. She, like, she's now running the show.
Sure.
She's setting up, she's got one of the places called Sir. One mm-hmm. of them's called... Villa Blanca.
Yeah. The White Villa.
The White House. Yeah. And one of them's called Pump. That's sure. the gay bar.
It's not.
It is.
Come on.
It is.
Lisa, yeah. That's cheap.
She said, Villa Blanca is where you take your wife, Sir is where you take your mistress, and Pump is where you take your boyfriend. So there's somewhere
for
everyone.
She should have Manda Pump.
Yeah. She should have. Manda Pump. Yeah. That would have been so good.
DC's Manda Pump.
She's Mr. Trick there. The one I watched earlier, she was designing the menu for Pump, and she was like, she wants everything to be sexy because it's got to be like really horny. And she changed bangers and mash.
Oh, God. You don't need to change bangers and mash.
I was like, of all of them.
That one's fine, Vanderpump.
Keep bangers and mash.
Was, how are you going to make penne sexy? Yeah. They're going to enjoy bangers and mash.
And she was like, we got to stress that it's pork. So big she's time. Like,
that's
because everybody loves pork.
That's true.
She made a big bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Write pork and then just put winky face.
She changed skirt steak to trouser steak.
Okay. Confusing.
Which I quite liked.
Yeah. I mean, it's difficult to know.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. If you wanted skirt steak, you'd be like, I've never heard of trouser steak. Also, trouser steak sounds like trouser
exactly.
snake.
That's,
okay, I'm back on board. I'm back on board. Do you reckon she meant to make the trouser snake joke?
It's hard to tell.
Because that's skirt, let's flip it to trousers because it's for gay
guys. But actually, the lovely little...
But trouser snake, if that's a genuine pun, then I'm...
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. That's really nice.
I think it was a happy accident, if I'm honest. But again, no disrespect, Lisa.
Most trouser snakes have. Okay, I'm back. I like the sound of the restaurant Pump.
Yeah.
With the saucy name.
Really saucy.
Okay, I'm back on board
with
that.
She's like, everything's got to be so sexy. Like, she's an absolute filth.
Nothing sexier than plate of bangers and mash. Yeah. Bear in mind, the only people I know that eat that are in the Beano.
Yeah. Do you know what makes me feel sexy? When I'm full of sausage and potato.
Full of mash. Gonna take you to the sexiest restaurant in London. It's called Pump. Try the bangers and mash. The gravy's so thick.
Do you know what gets me going? Gravy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Have a big old plate of that and go for a nap. Try the trouser steak. It's very heavy meals here.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the other one? Sklavalav.
Oh, Scandoval. So one of the characters is called Tom Sandoval.
Sandoval.
And he is...
Another reality show?
No, he's one of the characters in Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, it's a spin-off of a spin-off.
No, it's not a spin-off. Okay, sorry, I've not explained this very well.
No, so I'm asking.
Tom Sandoval is a character within Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. If you're watching it, skip ahead because I don't want to give any spoilers because it's truly fantastic television.
Also, if you're worried about Vanderpump spoilers and listening to this, who the fuck are you?
What a Venn diagram that is.
Who the hell
are
is
you
that?
Into nonsense and reality TV?
Genuinely, if you listen to this and you watch Vanderpump, send me an email.
I want to be your friend.
I'd love to know what's going on. So Sandoval is a character.
Tom Sandoval is a character, and he is a wannabe. He's a model. He's a wannabe rock star. Like, he cannot sing. He's awful.
Okay.
He's honestly dreadful.
Real person. So he works at the restaurant. He works
behind the bar, yeah.
A Pump?
At
Sir. My guy.
Yeah.
Classy.
And he really has tickets on himself. Like, he thinks he's just the best.
Love that expression. Did you come up with that?
Oh, no. I think it's an Australian. I think it's one I've inherited from Tom. From Pete.
Uh-oh.
I was talking about Tom Sandoval.
Who's Tom? Oh, yeah. He's really got tickets on himself.
Yeah.
What an excellent phrase.
It's not... Oh, yeah. Tickets on himself.
Tickets on himself.
Yeah.
I don't really know what it means.
Like, you say he's got tickets.
Wow.
That guy's got tickets.
Wow.
That's good, isn't it?
It's really mean, but I sort of don't know why.
It's like...
I like it a lot.
Yeah, like you've bought tickets to your own show.
He's got tickets to himself. Wow.
On himself. He's got tickets on himself.
Tickets to himself. I'm so fucking lame. I've got tickets to myself. I could ask friends, but I'm not going to because I haven't got any. So Tom Sandoval.
Okay, So he starts the show in one relationship. They cheat on each other. It's a big thing.
Sure. There's
one guy called Jax, who is the dirtiest dog of all of them. He's a clear 10 years older than all the rest of them.
My God.
And he's shagging everyone. He's definitely got herpes.
Jax.
Yeah. He's a real, real dirty dog. Mm. Anyway, Sandoval sort of skates by because he's not as dirty as Jax.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives the illusion that he's a good guy, but actually he's the worst.
Worst guy.
He's the worst guy.
Shit.
I hate his guts. So anyway, so he gets in a very long relationship with a woman called Ariana, who's also a bartender at Sir.
Shit.
They're together for years.
No
years
way.
And years and years. And then there's a big scandal, hence Scandoval.
Got it.
Where he... Phew. He has an affair on his long
LTG.
Yeah, with another character's partner, and then it all comes, and they're all best friends, and it all comes out.
Shit.
And off the back of that, Ariana is now host of Love Island USA.
Wow,
she's like made a. She's been Roxy on Broadway. In wow. Chicago.
Wow.
She's honestly, it's the best, being cheated on has been the best thing for her career.
There's a whole world going on out there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's so good. Honestly, it's so good. Still, if you're going to get into any shit TV.
You think
Vanderpump Rules is.
Okay. I like the
top
name.
Top tier. Right?
And I do like the sound of that.
I think you'd like her because she's quite mean.
I do like
and
mean
she's
women.
Like a sexy older lady. She's okay. Quite mean.
All
I
right.
Think you'd be into it.
All right. Maybe I'll break the habit of a lifetime.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe I'll watch it.
And she's got a very good bum.
Very good bum.
Really good tush on
if I,
VPR.
If I watch this...
You point your finger at me.
If I watch this and yeah. This bum is not good...
I'm telling you, the bum is top tier.
Is it?
Yeah, honestly.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Top tier.
Real good. Real cream of the crop tush.